Good morning. Monday morning coffee with Josh Crew. So it's the first time I'm going to try doing this live in the morning. And luckily it's not super early, but I still want some good old delicious coffee. Got me some good old Starbucks breakfast blend, which is a nice, mellow, smooth coffee with not a whole lot of boldness to it. But a mild boldness, enough for this morning. Didn't want anything too heavy going on in my life. Well, I hope you guys had a great weekend. I did. I've had two Thanksgivings so far, so two down and one more to go. Yeah, pretty sick of turkey. Not so sick of stuffing and desserts, but we'll soldier on. Today I wanted to talk about a couple of tips to staying healthy, and staying healthy in the sense of not really talking about nutrition, but staying healthy like physically, like so my body doesn't feel like it's been run over by a truck, feeling limber and good when I wake up, that I feel that I can do what I want to do. So that being said, there's a couple steps that you can do to keeping that healthy lifestyle for longer. There's a couple misunderstandings though, and that when we go to the gym and when we work out, we should beat the crap out of our bodies because they've been bad to us. So that makes sense. It doesn't make sense. That doesn't. Or that I should work really, really hard to outrun a bad diet. Again, that doesn't make sense. And these two mindsets are going to lead to your body breaking down on you and feeling awful. And now you're going to be stuck in a place where, for my comfort, I have to beat myself up mentally to make myself feel good about these actions over here. And you're just going to be in this vicious cycle of unhappiness mentally, and then your body's going to be unhappy physically. And all this came about this week because I threw my back out, and the idea of I don't like feeling sore. I don't like not being able to do what I want to do. I don't like not being able to coach good sessions. And by having my body not be able to work to its capacity is very frustrating. And there's looking back, there's a lot of things I probably could have done a little better. Some of them not so much, just from the circumstances. But the idea, and that brings us to our first point, of listening to the body. Knowing when it is time to take a break or just to back off. Most people don't need to bust their ass 5 days a week, but 2 to 3 hard sessions a week followed by 2 or 3 more recovery type sessions are what's best. And then listening to what you need. So you go into the gym and you're not really feeling it. Well, warm up, and then sometimes you are feeling it, and then sometimes you're not. So you'll do a lighter day that day and then progress on. That being said, so listening to yourself. Sometimes it's hard, it's misleading. There's a lot of factors that play in, but overall, when you leave the gym, you should feel refreshed. You should feel stronger, and that should be your goal. The next thing that happens that all of us don't is the understanding of recovery. Recovery is this kind of this convoluted thing. There's a lot going on with it, meaning it factors in what your nutrition is. So if your nutrition is poor, your recovery is going to be poor. If your sleep quality is bad, your recovery is going to be poor. If there's a lot of stresses outside, recovery is going to be poor. So knowing that in those circumstances where those are high, your training should be a little bit lower. So meaning maybe I should have more of a recovery day, which could be catching up on sleep or doing things that will mentally put you in a better place. But it also could just be, I'm just going to do some lightweight movements. So think of it as an extended warm-up or yoga or going for a light run to just get the blood flow moving, but nothing too strenuous. Something like that can also be very beneficial, but also keep you staying active. The next one is, of course, pay attention to volume. So volume is total sets and reps and intensity. So how much work you're doing and how much you're lifting. If I'm starting to feel really beat up, I want to really look after that. So I'm going to go moderate sets and reps. So that's going to be moderates 3 to 4. So usually I go like 8 to 10. And then higher is going to be like anywhere 3 to 4 for like 10 to 15. And then low would be like 2 to 3. And then keeping the intensity relatively low, I'm going to go like 5 to 8. I'm just kind of paying attention to that. So some days you might go in and you're feeling beat up. So just two good sets of a heavier weight is all you need. And that's going to allow you to build strength while also keeping muscle breakdown and soreness at bay. And then finally, just having a healthy mindset. And we kind of discussed this in the beginning, but that your focus should be to use the gym as a place to get you better, to improve your life and not to actually be a detriment to your life. So being in pain and discomfort is not improving anyone's life. To look healthy, to look fit, but to be a wreck on the inside is not healthier. It's not a healthier place. And that should be your goal. It should be that I can have this, what we call movement autonomy or exercise autonomy. I can choose to do what I want to do because I am healthy. And that's where your goal should be long term. And yes, you're going to have other goals of weight loss and strength, and those will happen, but they won't happen if you can't move. So striving for feeling good, yes, there's going to be some workouts maybe once a week where you really bust your butt really hard. And then the other ones are kind of moderate, and then you might have a couple easier ones. And that's a good balance to allow you to recover. And yes, age plays a factor, as I can't recover as fast as I did back in high school, as a 40 or 50-year-old can't recover as fast as they could in their 30s or 20s. That also plays a factor. So if I'm beating myself up like never before and I am older, it's also going to be a great recipe for having lots of aches and pains. So to wrap it up, listen to your body, put a premium on recovery, watch the volume if you're starting to get beaten up. Take a day off if you need be, if you find yourself not even wanting to work out, or even though you used to, those are signs that your body is tired, that you're mentally tired, and it's probably time for a break. And lastly, just get your mindset right. So what is the focus? What is your main goal for working out? That is all I have for today. Hope you guys enjoyed that. If you have any questions, please leave them down below. As always, you can reach me at josh@joshwilliamsfitness.com. As always, check out my website at josh@joshwilliamsfitness.com. I also just want to give you guys a little pre-shout out that on through Black Friday to Cyber Monday, I'll be launching 30% off my at-home workout builder, which allows you to build your own workouts quickly and effectively from your own home or on the go with anything from body weight to dumbbells to bands. That will help you lose weight and get stronger. Also, 50% of the proceeds will be going to a charitable organization to help children in need. And so it's a win-win on that front. So please tell your friends and family. That will be going out both here and on our newsletter on Friday. So keep your eyes open for that. Have a great day. Bye.